If you've been a very independent person in the past, you may find that one of the most challenging parts of cancer may be needing other people to help you with tasks that you're used to doing by yourself. For many people, it can be difficult to accept help, and some feel that handing over some of their responsibilities to others makes them feel as if they're losing control of their life. You may also feel guilty that people you care about are having to do the work they did before you had cancer, and now may have to take on some of your responsibilities. You might find that a lot of people offer to help you, but don't offer to help with anything specific. At the end of a phone conversation, a friend may say, "Let me know if there's anything I can do to help," but you may feel awkward or unsure about how to take up their offer. Chances are your friends and family are genuine in their offers, but just don't know where to begin. Allowing people to help you can be rewarding for both of you, taking the pressure off you and allowing others a constructive way of being able to support you through your cancer. When Jeff was diagnosed, he found opening up to people and allowing them to help him was one of the most challenging and ultimately one of the most rewarding aspects of cancer.
For me, asking for help was very difficult. I had always been very independent and I was proud of that. To ask for help can feel like letting go of control. It can feel like you're letting go of the hope that you might get your old life back. By asking for help, you're accepting that some things have to change, and for some people that can be hard. I think that women often have an advantage when it comes to communicating about their feelings and emotions. Men sometimes just don't seem as emotionally well equipped. When the doctor first told me I had cancer, I was in complete shock. It was as if he had passed me a live grenade. I then had to take that grenade and hand it to my wife, my family, my workmates, and everyone was blown away. But at the end of the day, you have a choice about how you deal with things. You can use this experience in a positive way. You can choose to use it as a chance to tell those close to you how much you love them. You can choose to use it as a chance to look at your lifestyle, your health, your diet, your addictions. You can choose to use it as a chance to look at the stress in your life and work out what is important to you. You can choose to use it as a chance to reflect on the good and the bad you have done in your life and apologise to those you have wronged and free yourself from guilt. We all die sometime. It's the only guarantee in life we ever have. But what is important is not how we die, but how we choose to live.
There may be times when you feel that perhaps the help others are giving you is more than you need or more than you feel comfortable with. At times, you may not want people in your home, even if only the other day you were happy for them to be there. Or it may be that you would rather them assist you in doing something rather than doing it themselves. Perhaps instead of having someone else go grocery shopping for you, you would appreciate going yourself and having them help with driving and pushing the trolley instead. Because you may feel different from day to day, it's important that you feel able to decline offers of help or modify them to suit your present needs.
Sometimes when people are trying to be supportive and offering help, it can at times feel like an intrusion. But because you know they are only trying to help, you may find it difficult to tell them how you are feeling. Setting boundaries can be very useful. You could try saying, "It's very nice of you to offer to tidy the house, but it is tidy enough for me right now. But I would really appreciate some help with the grocery shopping." Giving people specific tasks that you are comfortable with them doing allows you to get the help you may need while still retaining control of the situation. It's very important people learn to say no. But at the same time, it is also very important to give yourself permission to accept help during this period of your life, even if you have never had to rely on people in this way before.
The Cancer Council WA offers information and support not just for cancer patients, but also for their carers, family and friends. If you feel that those supporting you may need some support themselves, you could try suggesting they ring the Cancer Council helpline on 13 11 20.